We move now to chapter 12. And those of you that have our books, you will have to pick up volume 2 now if you want to follow our study along in the book. But if you have your Bible, why, just follow along here as we come to chapter 12. And here you have the final conflict between Israel and Satan after he's cast out of heaven. And 7 performers are introduced to us by this 7th trumpet that is blown during the great tribulation period. And we find here the woman is the first, the red dragon, second, the child of the woman, and then we have Michael, the archangel, and then the dragon persecutes the woman, and then we have the remnant of Israel here. We have 6 that are introduced to us. And then the next chapter, 13, we'll see the 2 beasts that are presented to us. These are the 7 that we have. Although the 7th trumpet of chapter 11 brings us through the great tribulation and the millennium to the very threshold of eternity, you see a great deal of detail was omitted. So beginning with chapter 12, this will be compensated for in the presentation of 7 prominent personages who play a dominant part in the great tribulation period. You have here, after that, the pouring out of the 7 bowls of wrath, and then the final destruction of commercial Babylon and religious Babylon. Now, the prominence of the nation Israel is brought before us. It was suggested in the previous chapter with the measuring of the temple on earth and the opening of the temple in heaven. And the last verse that we read of chapter 11 is the opening to this chapter here. Now, these 7 personages are representatives of persons, both natural and supernatural, physical and spiritual, rulers and nations. And the identification and clarification of these is essential for a proper understanding of the revelation. And let me then take up the very first one, and that will illustrate what we're talking about. And we've come now, actually, to the crux of the interpretation of the entire book of Revelation. And it revolves about this point. I heard outstanding minister, very intellectual minister, years ago, make the statement that if you tell me your interpretation of the woman in the 12th chapter of Revelation, and I'll tell you your interpretation of prophecy. And I thought, my, how foolish that man was. Well, let me today make the statement. You tell me what your interpretation of this woman is, and I'll tell you your interpretation of prophecy. I believe that this is the key.